What's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Mac Effect. I really appreciate you guys tuning in, week out. Something that I know you guys don't have to do, but you do it with all your heart. And if you're a new listener, I welcome you, man. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for taking the risk and saying, you know what, let me see what it's all about, what this Mac Effect is going to do or what's happening and things like that of that nature, right? So thank you guys for that. So here we go. Another episode, another topic that I believe is going to bless your lives. I mean, I can't say it enough. I'm a broken record, but the whole purpose of this is for growth, is for development, is for change. I believe, I feel it. We live in a world where we need the genuineness. We need the real ones. We need accountability. And I know it's something that we're not used to or we don't want because we live in a world where we want instant, we want fast, we want fast food, we want fast results, we want weight loss instantly. And the reality is, when you want long-term success, there is just no shortcuts. So with that said, let's get into this next episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. Let's get it. Here we go, another episode for you guys. As you guys know, I'm bringing in my sister for the entire season of season 6. Sister, be a trooper. Aguanta, because it's going to be a lot of episodes. But I want to share how our dialogue goes when it comes to conversation. I think I've shared it with you, and I share it with the viewers. The purpose, sister, is growth, development, change. Understanding that we are not perfect. Understanding that it's okay to ask the questions, any type of question, so that there's growth, development, change, so that you can build healthy habits, so that then also the relationships around us can get better. For this week, for this episode, I want to talk about labels. And I'm just talking about the labels that are good labels, bad labels. I was kind of sharing with you over the weekend how I personally don't want to be in a specific label. Like, I was really dreading being like, you're the ex of so-and-so. And I'm like, I really didn't want that label. But at the end of the day, I think when you have security within yourself, you understand that these labels don't make you. And at the end of the day, if it is the truth, then it's the truth. It is what it is. But my question to you is, just off the get-go, what do you think it, or how do you feel when it comes to the world putting labels on things? Do you like being labeled?
Well, no, but I think that's also part of life. Like, you, it's inevitable. Right now you mentioned, well, even the intro that you gave, like how this is all about growth, healing, and developing as a person.
Correct.
No negativity, no pun intended whatsoever with anything that we share. It's genuinely coming from a place of wanting to develop, wanting to own your own story and accept it, versus like running from our wounds and traumas or even life experiences. Do I like labels? No, right? Because off the bat, like, they can be like, oh, you're a child of a divorced parents. That's part of our childhood label. Or, oh, now you're a single mother. So they could label me and it could be frowned upon, when in reality, like, I see it as an honor, as something that describes me, but it's not describing me as a whole. It's just a part of my story. So even right now that you said, like, I don't want to be the ex of, actually, you have to start processing that and accepting it. It's part of your story.
Yeah,
there's nothing wrong with being identified, because again, you have to embrace your path, your challenges. I guess it goes back to just how we process the label.
Yeah. And this is why I bring these episodes to you guys. I mean, when I, every episode that I have brought, it's not because I have mastered it. I'm really good at it. Mm-hmm. I learned everything. You guys are seeing a person that is still walking through a process. People that are walking through a process. People that are saying, you know what? I am struggling with this. I am struggling with that. This one's hard. I constantly share on my social media the things that I'm struggling with. And I share my positives too. The things that are victorious and where God is taking me from blessing to blessing and things like that. Right? So, yeah. Right now when you say you got to embrace or you got to just go through the labels. Yeah, that's the reality that I do have to sit with it. I do have to just like, just process it, understand that, you know, it's a, it's not a make or break label. I think for me, what's difficult, and maybe you could help me with this, sister, is processing the labels, especially when they're just like not true.
So I think it goes back to like our healing journey, right? Like things that we've learned through working with Tanya and Breath of Life. Like, where does your identity come from? Like the negative comments that people are giving you, these people that are putting negative comments on like social media or platforms, all platforms, they don't really know you.
Yeah.
They don't know the full story. They're only making conclusions off of what they hear or the little bit that is being said. Or the little information they have. So if we lived our life just always concerned about what everybody's judgment was against us or about us, it's going to lead to depression. It's going to lead to mental health issues. So one of the fundamentals that I learned when I was going, well, I'm still healing, right? Like you never stop probably learning about yourself and processing things. But when I focused more on like my self-growth and healing, it's like, where does your identity come from? So you can label me in a negative connotation. She's a strict mom. She's, you know, she feels she's perfect or whatever the negative label could be. But one, I've learned I get my identity from the Lord. And I'm now so confident about who Yvette is that you can call me whatever. And it doesn't faze me.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you know where your identity and self-confidence comes from.
And again, this is why I'm literally walking with you guys through this, giving my life as an example. When you guys share your stories, your comments, your examples, they bless me.
And I want to add one thing. I'm sorry to cut you off, but like, not to say that when people are negative or a label is put on your persona, is it gonna not hurt? Yeah, it's gonna affect you, right? Like even right now you're mentioning like, oh, well, it's, you know, it kind of sucks or it's hurtful. It's not gonna be easy. It's not like, okay, I heard it, I read it, they said it to me and I'm just gonna brush it off. You have to like sit in the emotions, I would think, right? Like sit in the emotions, kind of ponder it a little. But then you have to process it and let it go and go back to where it's coming from, who it's coming from, like weigh all of that in versus just letting it consume you.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the faults that we have, again, if we're being honest, is we are so darn reactive, reactive. Mm-hmm. And one of the best advices that I have gotten from Rudy, that I have gotten from Tanya, that I have gotten from you, it's stop. Mm-hmm. Just let it sit for a little bit. Let it sit for a day. Let it sit for an hour. Let it sit for 4 hours, whatever. Just let it sit and then see how you feel. Just in a few minutes, in a few hours, see the difference in how you feel with the situation. Because when you do that, you really do give it an opportunity to just like feel it. Is it a big deal? Is it not that big of a deal?
Process
and then
it.
You definitely go. So that's definitely a tip that I suggest to you guys. Mm-hmm. Also, we're human beings. We fail. It doesn't mean like you can be good doing that for like 3-4 days. And then on the fifth day, you just blow up and it happens. Mm-hmm. Have grace for yourself. Mm-hmm. Have mercy. Give yourself compassion. I failed couple days ago. I fell in the circle of I thought I was strong enough to read the comments and I was embracing them for the day and it bit me in my butt. It consumed me. Now I wasn't fighting back with people. people were just being very negative, and I just kept commenting things like, thank you for commenting on my channel. You're helping it grow. I appreciate it. Of course, I'm being, I don't know what's the word, but I'm just like not giving it the attention that they want. It's hurtful what they're saying, but I'm just like, thanks for coming. You're growing the channel regardless, so thank you. But it caused a whole day of me being doing that. And yes, the video got a lot of traction and a lot of stuff happened. But then someone messaged me like around 10, 11 o'clock and said, hey, bro, stop. Like, stop engaging. Stop doing this. This is coming from the Holy Spirit. And I really felt the conviction and I stopped. And I was like, oh, God. And it took me like 30 minutes to just go through the whole scenario. And God just told me, it's okay. You failed today. You allowed it to consume you. You thought you were under control, but it got you. And it's okay. Because other days, it hasn't gotten you. It's okay. And you got to give yourself that grace, guys. You got to. Which brings me to a point where I heard once Pastor Stephen Furtick say that you got to treat the negative comments the same way you treat the positive comments. Mm-hmm. So if you treat the positive comments like, hey, heck yeah, thank you for giving them to me, then that means you're going to treat the negative ones like this, and then they're both going to carry that power, and they're both going to be either strong to lift you and strong to pull you down.
I think it helps, right? Like, negative things that happen in our life help us take a moment to pause and ponder, like, dude, okay, is what they're saying true? If it's true, then it helps you analyze, like, okay, I need to grow and maybe fix certain areas. But if it's not true, then you're like, okay, dude, well, I must be relevant because obviously I'm topic of conversation. But at the same time, you use it for your good, you know, because, again, God is our vindicator. God puts everything, como dicen, todo sale a la luz. Y creo que we have to focus on just further development and using even the negative labels for our good, because there's positive labels too, you know. You're a wonderful dad, you know, our kids are our priority, you're hardworking, you're an honorable man. To me, that's more of a blessing in terms of a label versus focusing on anything negative that could be said.
But it comes back to what you said earlier, where you said your identity has to come from God. Mm-hmm. So that, again, if you don't give the good labels that attention and they kind of stay like, you know, I thank you for the time or whatever, and we move on the same way when the negatives come, it's like, all right, bro, whatever, we just move on. Mm-hmm. But when you give power to the positive ones, you're giving power to the negative one. So you got to, it's like, yes, receive the compliments, receive the positive words and the love and encouragement, but understand that your true power or fulfillment of those words come from God, not from a person. Mm-hmm. Totally. And that's challenging. Now, you mentioned something like, you know, when you hear positivity words or things like that, you know, for me, or when someone tells you something that it's for the better of you, for me, Mike, it's just, it's easy for me to hear it when it's from a loved one. It's difficult for me to hear it from, it's like someone that I don't even know you, bro. Like, why would you speak with such certainty, with such like conviction, like just, I don't even want to use examples, but my goodness, the way they speak is like they live with me and they know exactly, you know, this and this and this. And that is the challenging part where it's like, man, dude, like, I don't even know you, bro.
But I think that's the first indication that you have to stop it right there. Like, if it's coming from people that don't know you, that don't know a situation for as a whole, whatever the situation could be, you have to shut it down there already. Yeah. You have to be wise enough to say, okay, this label's coming from a person that doesn't know me, doesn't know details, doesn't know facts, doesn't live with me, has no interaction with me whatsoever to be able to even perceive the reality of the situation. So you have to use your wisdom, your intuition to say, you know what, I'm going to shut it down really quick, because at the end of the day, what is that? What label that someone can give us do to change the dynamics of our home? Like, I still have to be responsible for my responsibility, so that label doesn't do anything to me in terms of changing what I have going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
No,
other than messing up like your mood or messing up your mental health state. And personally, you and I have talked about this, right? Like our mental health and being at peace is priority because it bleeds into our children.
Correct.
And that's our priority.
Correct. And these are muscles, just like the same way we train our physical bodies, just the way we train our minds, just the way we train our spirit. Mm-hmm. These are things that you just have to be exercising, practicing. Like I said earlier, have grace on yourself. There's going to be days where you're going to nail it. There's going to be days where you're going to botch it. Mm-hmm. I botch it. There's days where I nail it. There's days where I botch it, you know, and there's days where those comments, I do exactly what you just said. You just kind of ignore it. And you're like, bro, my kids are telling me that they're hungry. What did that negative person going to do? Or no me van a hacer nada. They're going to do nothing to help my kids out. Nothing.
And now we can talk about it in more of a different perspective, right? Like, because we've processed it, we've healed it, we've faced it, we've been able to navigate through them. But I was at a point in my life as well when I was being labeled, you know, ya se dejó, ya se quedó como mamá soltera, like all these other things that come with my story, which before maybe could have brought a little bit of shame or a little bit of stress. Now I embrace it.
Yeah.
This is who I am. This is my past. And I'm okay with it because it's helped me grow. It's helping me share my story with other people that are going through it. So it's a process. You have to be graceful with yourself. Not off the bat are you going to be like calm and collected if something negative is being said about you. Pero ya llega un punto donde te rueda. Like, go ahead, say what you want to say. If that makes you feel better, I know who I am. I know the details and the truth. And the truth always comes out one way or another.
I mean, well said. Has there ever been moments where the labels in your past? Because right now, I know I'm talking to a sister that's processed. A sister that understands, hey, I might have to heal this, I might have to heal that, my traumas. But was there a time in Yvette's life in the past where these labels would cause a reaction from her? And I'm talking like one of those reactions where it's like, I'm going to his house, or I'm gonna go do this, or I'm gonna go do that, or I'm gonna call him like right now. Did that used to happen?
Yes. I mean, I would be lying if I said no. I mean, again, I'm collected now, right? I'm calm now. I'm sharing it to you in a different light. But yes, I mean, I would react to those. I clearly remember talking to my therapist and telling her, but they're going to think I'm a bitch if I do that. Or they think that I'm this, right? Which was not a good label, but that's how I felt because that was the dynamic at that given time.
Yeah.
And she would tell me like, and what if they do think of you in that nature? How does that change anything? And so you start learning again. It has to do with my perception of myself, my relationship with God, me accepting my situations for what they truly are, not a story that we create in our heads. And yes, I reacted. And you learn and you develop and you mature. Now, although you want to react sometimes, because again, like you said, we're human and we are, you know, bound to fail and have good days and bad days. Because again, no perfection here.
Yeah.
Just genuine realness.
That's we have bad days. That's what I want to transmit, but keep going.
We have bad days as well. But here, now I'm able to just take a minute and say, you know what? No reaction needed.
Yeah.
Because silence is also wisdom and a form of love. So sometimes silence is the best way to go about it.
Yep. That's why I get a lot of messages, people saying, we need to hear your side. We need to hear your side. And I'm like, silence, bro. Silence. For me, I don't know. Does that mean forever? Will I ever share it? Because I believe the story that I'm going through has to help other people too, because it's just my pain's not going to have no purpose. It will have purpose. It's just not the time right now. And these are wisdom words from my mentor, from my counselor, from my sister, from friends, close friends. If anything, I'm talking to like these many people consistently with help, guidance, telling me things where I'm right, telling me things where I'm wrong. And I thank God for their lives, because We need that, guys. We need the accountability. I mean, have we, guys, let's be honest. Can we be honest or are we not going to be honest? Have you ever used your social medias to do indirectas? Yes. Yes, I have. Have you ever used it to put a song and you know you're being petty when you're putting that song? Yeah, that's going to happen. Now, it gets to a point where it's like, is that at some point going to stop? Or if it's still continuing, then there's something going on in your heart. So this is why we bring up the healing, the going through a process, because it's so liberating that you're catching yourself. I'm no longer, because it's a tie, guys. It's como una cadena. Like, you're tied. If they do something and it causes you to react, you're kind of tied there. It's so beautiful when they do something and you don't react. Although it was messed up, it was offensive, it was hurtful, it was a betrayal, but you don't do anything, I'm just not going to get into that game anymore. And I think that's very liberating. Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm trying to transmit in these conversations, that esto no nomás es por hacernos los locos. Oh, you know, ojos que no ven, corazón que no siente. Nah, it's not about that. It's about not falling into this brokenness where people do things on purpose to just, I mean, I see it all the time. Family members talking behind each other's backs and this and que hizo y que no hizo y te fijaste que otra vez birria y que la potato salad ni estaba tan buena y pero ahí se llevan tres platos para la casa and and it's just like, bro. And we won't say these things in our face. And God has really taught me, like, we're not going to be like that. We're going to say things in each other's faces with respect, with love, but for the purpose of growth, for the purpose of change.
And I think going back to what you're saying right now, like, that happens not only in being labeled, that happens in relationships and marriages and family dynamics, but in this world that we're also living in.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many political labels, there's so many opinions, there's so much going on in the negative connotation that we should focus more on shifting it and truly embedding and showing with our character and the way that we live that we want positivity in this world, and it will bleed all around us. From our homes to our work dynamics and our way of conducting ourselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, no nomás es labels. Yeah, and it bleeds into everything around us. Like, truly embedding an attitude of growth and positivity. We already have so much negativity. We don't need more.
Yeah, agree in the world that we live in. Mm-hmm. I mean, again, why I say it, all my previous episodes, we talk about integrity, we talk about secrets, we talk about lack of identity, we talk about just different topics, right? Like, off the top of my head, I'm kind of going through a brain fart, but it's so many important top conversations to have, because the every little piece is what's going to help you get better. When it comes to these labels as well, sister, I know society is a big part of putting these labels, single dad, single mom, divorce this, divorce that. And then you got society, you know, mantenido, mantenida, abusador, abusadora, a lot of things, right? Mentiroso, mentirosa, all these labels that come. Do you find yourself ever, when certain labels come your way, I know it's easy to say, just ignore them. Mm-hmm. Do you have those days where it's like, ah, today it got me, like today it beat me, like the one that I just recently had?
I mean, totally. And especially being your sister, I know that it's been more of like a dynamic that you've had to face. Maybe not so much me. I'm sure people think certain labels of me, but maybe don't say things like directly to me.
Well, I te va. And spiritually right now, praying for you, because the reality is, because you're going to be hosting season 6, you do open yourself where they might come at you a little bit more. You know, people, and it's sad, close people to my heart, mm-hmm. make fun of us, make fun of our relationship, you know,
because you and I are close.
Yeah. and they say things that to me are very disrespectful and very hurtful. Uh-huh. And God tells me, do not allow that to disrupt the relationship you have with your sister, because she helps you. She guides you. She, like, me calmas. When I want to react and I've called you, you've helped me to, like, no, dude, stay level, stay relaxed. And you know what? I will not allow the enemy to separate. And I'm not saying you're perfect, because me and you totally. Go at it.
Totally.
Me and you go at it. We've had our days where I've like, all right, I'm done with her and I'm not even going to talk to her anymore. It gets on my
nerves sometimes.
guys, you guys know there's no way I'm the wrong one here. It's her. I'm just kidding. It gets to the point where that happens, right? But God says, hey, this is where you got to practice what you preach. I say, we got to apologize. We apologize. I do my best to not, like, curse or say bad words in the middle of our heated moments. I do my best. Does it pass? Do things happen? Yeah, but this is where, again, we're not preaching perfection. We're saying you got to be more intentional than you are reaction.
So going back to your comment about how people could criticize, again, criticism, labeling, trying to humiliate people, it comes from within. What you give is what you are and what you have, right?
So good.
So that someone can misperceive the fact that you and I are close, that's their responsibility, that's their opinion. But I am thankful for having a brother I can rely on. Not a lot of people have that dynamic. You've been a great father role, Nino, to my daughter. My daughter has been able to see what a father looks like because of you. And again, if that is misconstrued by someone else, that's their level of capacity of being able to perceive a brother-sister relationship. That could also be caused by their traumas and their environment. We are a product of our environment. Yeah. And I, for one, again, no perfection here. A person with flaws, like he mentioned, we've gone at it. Obviously not bad, but like we have our discussions. We have our differences. We're not perfect people, but we're here trying to do the best that we can to keep pushing in life. Now, if anyone wants to throw, you know, bad shade because of that, then again, that has nothing to do with me, because what's coming, what the intention of even having these podcasts is, again, to further develop, which Correct. Is what I want to do. I am trying to hold myself to a standard for the well-being of my child.
Yeah.
And if you want to come for that, then by all means, you're going to learn something from me, because clearly I'm relevant since I'm part of what you're worried about. Mm. When I'm just trying to do good, I'm not speaking about anyone. I'm not trying to throw jabs whatsoever, because again, like we mentioned in the first podcast, if we wanted to really be straight up about anything, I'm a grown adult, you are as well. So we can go and be direct and say things directly. Again, the intention here is to just show what a dynamic between siblings can be and how that can be used for the good.
Yes.
Period.
Correct. And in this case, it's brother-sister, mm-hmm. but in other cases, in your guys' case, it can be a brother or sister from church, mm-hmm. like literally a closeness, someone that can hold you accountable and say, hey, what you're doing is wrong and that's not right. Pray together, pray with each other, figure things out, ask for opinions. I want to do this. I want to do that. You got to be careful who is the person that you're asking these advice from, because if you're talking about a relationship to someone that has no respect to her husband, you're probably going to get advice of leave him. But if you're speaking to a God-fearing person that understands, although I'm not happy with this, but I understand that this comes first before this, then you're going to hear someone and say, I understand that you don't respect him, but you got to respect him. Or I understand you don't like being intentional, but you got to bring out the red carpet, you got to get the chariot, you got to get the flowers, you got to do this and you got to do that, right? Like, again, it's about looking within. And you mentioned something right now that I want to touch a little bit on, kind of touching bases on what you mentioned as far as processing, taking time to process you know, where is it coming from and all this? Because a lot of the times we're reactive, right? So one thing that I've noticed is, like, I'll give you an example on Instagram, right? People saying the ugliest things. And when I say the ugliest things, guys, they're saying ugly things. Like, I don't know if I should share, but I mean, it's the truth. This is what they're writing. I'm glad she left you. You're not worth it. I'm glad she's moved on. And it's like, dude, like, whatever place I'm at in my life, like, those comments are really, really bad. Like, man, like, ugly. Anyways, then I look at their account and I see that they have 4 followers, fake profile, fake this, fake that. So I'm looking at this and I'm saying, like, man, this person, de veras, like, no tiene nada más que hacer. Like, it makes me sad that that's where you spend your time, to make these fake accounts, to be able to throw stuff like that. That, let's be real, that person would never say it to anyone's face in real life. And then God tells me, like, you see why it's best to just ignore. You see why it's best, because you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. And I know that I'm going through a process. That's why I'm very open and I say, some days I'm really good at it and some days I'm really bad at it. Okay, like, I'm being honest. So God is just showing me, like, today you didn't listen to the process. You thought you were strong enough and you fell. But yeah, dude, like, I don't know, sister. I me da mucha tristeza. I get sad that people really take their time to make profiles like this. And
so let me ask you, those labels that you read, how did it change your life?
Yeah.
How did it impact you?
Yeah.
How are they doing for your children?
Yeah.
So that's where your thought process needs to go right away.
Has to shift.
Because again, we give what we are. So whatever comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. Blessings to everyone, you know, whether it be good criticism, bad criticism, because you're here, you're supporting one way or another, and we're thankful for that. But again, ask yourself, how did these labels and these comments change my day?
Yeah.
They don't. It's something that you have to go inward again and say, I am a good person. God sees my heart. God knows the reality. And I'm going to continue to push through. Not to say that, again, it's not easy to face those things, but you are going to be developing a muscle where it's not going to affect you as much, because nothing of what is said changes your life.
Yeah. Yeah. No. And I mean, again, what do I say? I'm using my life as an example because I want to connect with you guys. Like, I want someone to say, like, bro, I know exactly what that feels like. Bro, I fell for it too. Or I'm falling for it every single time. And the people that reach out and do share that with me, you guys know I'm replying to every single comment. I'm replying to every single help or every single person that's asking for resources, because that's the goal. Can I make a YouTube channel that's clickbait? Oh, best believe I can show you a lot of clickbait things. But I don't want clickbait. I want growth. I want change. I want to do something that I know I'm going up against the current. I know it's going to be challenging. But this is what I love. It's in my heart. It's in my DNA. This is what God created me for. Where you're right, sister. It's shifting your focus. And some days I'm good at it. And some days I'm bad at it. But it's a muscle that we must practice. You got to do it just one time, guys. You got to do it one time. And then from that one time, you just got to tell yourself, do it one more time. And it's the same thing with exercise, same thing with reading, same thing with developing your mind. You just got to do it that one time. And then it becomes a habit. Like, now on my social medias, I'm posting a daily devotional every single day. I'm sharing it with people. Now it's just a habit. Like, now I just know, bro, make sure to take a picture, because we got to post this because it's blessing people and we got to do it. And it's become a habit. In the beginning, I was like, this is whack. People are going to think I'm dumb. People are just going to think I'm religious. Mike, do you like doing it? Yes, I do. Then do it.
And something else as you're talking that came to mind. Well, I'm a parent. You're a parent, right? So what has helped me also process, like, all these labels that the world provides sometimes or labels you with, is I have a daughter. She could be in the same predicament. What would I tell her? How would I want her to handle herself?
So good.
I would reassure her that she is not these labels. She is beautifully made. She's the daughter of the Almighty. And she needs to learn that, unfortunately, this is the world that we live in, where we create labels, where there's going to be conflict sometimes. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be curveballs that life gives us. But she needs to rise above it and be strong and know that what other people are saying about you does not make you or break you.
Yeah.
Because you have to be so confident within yourself and love yourself so much. So that's what encourages me when I'm faced with something similar, to remind myself, if this was my daughter, what would I tell her?
Agree. And that's why in even previous episodes, I've mentioned to you guys, this is why we fight these battles, so that we can equip our little ones in how to fight their battles. And you're right, sister, because I'm doing it with Jordan, with Genevieve, with JJ. I'm doing it with all of them. I was doing it. I'm doing it with all them. Like there's times where Jordan's like, I'm not good at this. And it's like, no, you are good at this. That's just your mind telling you, because you're tired, because you're this. Give yourself a break, ba. Go. Let's go take a walk. Let's go get an ice cream. Let's go get a Starbucks, whatever. Like, get them away from it. And we come right back to it a few minutes later. And then in that, God even teaches me, you see, you're doing it with your son. Do it for yourself too. Get away from it. Disconnect from your phone. Don't post today, or don't do this, right? Like, it, and it's a challenge, guys. I'm not saying that, again, I don't have it together. I'm not coming saying that I'm handling it perfect. I'm saying it because as I'm hoping you're learning, I want it to be a habit that I'm doing in my life as well, you know? So,
and even going back to what you said, that we could be criticized because we're close or whatnot, we have children that we're trying to teach them to be strong siblings with each other.
Yeah, yeah.
We have children that we're trying to guide and say, hey, this is a dynamic that should take place. You should be able to rely on your brother. You should be able to rely on your sister. Mm-hmm. Because again, I do what I do in terms of like supporting you or any of my siblings with the best intentions, not trying to be biased, not trying to, you know, tomar ventaja de nada. Al contrario, I've always been the kind of sister to say, hey, I'm sorry, dude, but I don't respect this, or this is not a great idea because this can bring certain consequences. So again, even all these labels that are throwing at us as individuals that we all face at one point or another are serving a purpose, because it's growing our relationships. It's helping us say, hey, we need to do better in our sibling relationship, in our mother-daughter relationship, in our marriages out there for the people that are married.
Yeah, relationships in general.
Yes.
Correct. No, I agree. I agree. I mean, I and it's almost like when I've said it before, in relationships in general, don't ever take it like this is just a marriage, brother, sister. No, this is everything. Like, this is you being a son. This is you being a daughter. This is you being a niece, a nephew. Like, you got to look at all your connections, all the relationships around you.
Even in the professional world, you know,
correct,
what I mean?
At work, your boss, everything. Like, it's really things that you got to look at. Like, at work, I remember being at work and saying, like, oh man, that person thinks he's better than everyone else. Where is this stemming from? Why am I getting this feeling? Is that person really like that? How about you take that person out to lunch and pay for it, and then discover who they are? And then you're like, wait, I thought this about you, and you're nothing even near what I thought. And it was like, yeah, bro, because you got, it was my insecurity of this, or it was my insecurity of that. And it's like,
so you, wow, labeling based off of what you're perceiving. Yeah. Kind of like when you even a book, right? You see it and you're like, oh, it looks kind of boring. But then you read it and you're like, oh my God, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Yeah. Do you catch yourself labeling people or labeling situations?
I mean, yes. I mean, real life situations will give you like a perception, or tú haces una conclusión, and you could label it. We're human, right? But I do try my hardest to just give myself an opportunity to understand the situation better. or know more of a situation before I label. Have I done it? Yes, I have, because again, I'm not perfect. And it's part of also the society that we live in. It's something that's all around us. But I do try to be a little bit more mindful and open-minded to certain situations or a lot of situations, because I've been able to evolve and expose myself in different environments, that I think it's always the wisest thing to fully assess something before labeling it.
Agree. One thing that came to my mind right now as we're processing this conversation is we keep saying, because we know we're not perfect. I want to take this time to ask you, or I can start if whoever wants to go first, like, what is something that you know you have to work on? And why am I asking this question? Is because, again, I'm trying to show the people, like, no es de los dientes para afuera. Like, we're not saying we know we're not perfect because we're just trying to sound nice on a podcast. I want to show you my life example that this is what Mike needs to work on. Mike needs to work on, I guess I'm going to start. Mike needs to work on communicating with love and compassion. There's times where I'm irritated and I come out very aggressive. I come out very harsh. Although my point can be correct, it comes out very, like, just very rough, like sandpaper, you know? I know I need to get better when it comes to comparing myself to others. I compare myself to others a lot. I think it stems from a lot of inner child healing that is continuously taking place. Mm-hmm. The Mac effect has really helped to bring a confidence back in me, but thinking that I just wasn't as good as other people, that no wonder they have it because I'm super lacking on everything that they have. And the reality is, God has shown me, you're not lacking anything, bro. You just have to hit record. When it comes to the podcast, you just got to hit record and go. And I mean, there's more, but those are just a couple of examples of, like, things that I know God has to work on.
I mean, definitely I'm a work in progress myself. I'm sure you have certain bullet points that you can share about myself.
You want me to give them? No.
But I know that in this last season, one thing I am trying to be more mindful of is my deliverance. Like, I have good intentions for those that I love and people that I have in my life, but sometimes I may not communicate the love through my deliverance of what I'm saying. Not to say that I try to belittle anyone, that's not it. It's more like I should just, because I guess I do like black and white kind of work, like where there's a right or wrong, and like law enforcement, that's kind of like the dynamic.
It blurs the lines.
I think so. Sometimes 100%. That can cause for maybe my deliverance not to be.
It's that, but it's also our childhood sister. Like, we never really saw vulnerability from my mom or my dad. Like, we never really saw them come to us and say, you know what, guys, I want to apologize for what just happened right now. I do it with my kids. Hey, guys, I'm very sorry for what just happened. You guys were wrong for this, but we were wrong for this or whatever, right? So, like, we never saw that from our parents. So, we just, like, let's be real. The thing that we picked up from my mom and from my dad is sarcasm. My goodness, can you be sarcastic? ¿Quieres que te pase este vaso? No, el que está allá. And it's like... And it's like, dude, I remember my brother got in trouble and my mom, we had a van and he was sitting in it was three rows, the passenger driver, the middle seat in the back, my brother's in the back. My mom grabs a cup, throws it. I'm in the middle seat. It hits me. I get in trouble. ¿Para qué estás ahí? Quítate. Bro, it's my fault that you threw the cup and it hit me. Like, instead, what my mom could have done is like, bro, I'm so sorry. I let the anger get the best of me. But no, it was my fault that I let the cup hit me. I should have known to move out the way. But sarcasm is definitely it's a killer of intimacy. It's a killer of connection. Oh, man, God's speaking. It's a killer of connection. It does no good to be sarcastic. Does no good.
Totally.
It makes the other person feel stupid, like belittled. it's just not good.
Totally. So, I mean, that's one area that I'm trying to focus on not, I'm not sarcastic or maybe a little sometimes, but my deliverance and just being a better listener. I don't mean to, I just multitask all the time.
Yeah.
So those are areas that I'm currently working on, but, and these labels have helped me. Again, going back to everything serves a good. These labels, these things that have been spoken upon my life, because again, everybody in this world goes through seasons where things are said of your person or your life or your season, have helped me stop and grow and say, okay, like, let me dig deeper. How can I evolve? Some people don't think that way. They don't want to go get self-growth. They take it to a addiction or they take it to a depression state, you know what I mean? And so that's, again, the intention on why I even agreed to support you in this new season, because I know that it needs to be spoken about, you know, there's other alternatives, like use the negative in a positive manner so that we can get better. Because again, this world is full of so much ugliness. Mm-hmm. We don't need to add more to it.
Yeah. And that's what we're trying to do, is I'm just trying to put that love. And even when I get trash from the comments and trash from actions and trash from all this, God tells me, don't pay it back, keep it. And we're going to be the ones that dispose of it. But what we're going to pour back is we're going to pour back love. We're going to pour back grace. Mm-hmm. We're going to pour back, you're going to be there for when they need you. And it's like, wow, God, like, and it really shifts. So I really appreciate that. Guys, big favor, comment. What are your thoughts? What are you thinking? Anything that we said that you're like, I don't agree with this, I think it's more like this, share it. More than happy to go over it with you guys on another episode. But we have great topics planned. I have great conversations that I want to connect with you guys. I want to have an episode where we talk about the difference between honesty and the difference between transparency. Mm-hmm. Big, big, big difference. I want to talk about where does morality come from? Does it come from just our own selves, or does it come because of a higher being? You know, because I know people say we're atheists, we don't believe in the Lord or in God. But it's like, so where does it come from? And then I want to hit the points that you guys have been commenting. I know on the first episode, I still got to go through some of the comments that you guys mentioned as topics, because I pray, I ask God, where do you want us to teach or guide or speak on? So that's kind of what we're doing. But anyways, I hope our conversation was of a blessing to you guys. I hope you guys took something out of it. I'll add her social medias on there. I'll add mine so that you guys can either hit us up directly or send us your comments. But we're here to grow.
On that note, before he ends, I do want to throw something out there. Kudos, brother, because I know it's not easy. I know it's not easy. I know that, you know, people don't know you completely and come for you.
Yeah.
So I want to just take this moment to say that I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
And God sees it. God sees your heart. Several people have spoken prophecy over your life, and you have to stick to that label, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
You have to keep pushing, keep thriving, and we're here, you know, to be of a support.
Thank you.
And if you walk away with anything that we shared today, is that labels will come your way. But it's up to you to let it consume you and affect your heart and change your heart. Or trust that God has you.
I love it. Send your prayer requests too, guys, and pray for me, because the reality is, as a man, one of the things we want the most is respect. And I'm constantly being disrespected. And it's such a challenge, because for men, it's like, that's the primary goal, respect. And when you're not, man, that hurts, dude. It's hard. And God is still telling me push through, right? So anyways, I say it from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for letting that moment of God led. Send your prayers, prayer requests, and let's just continue to grow together. So until next episode, guys, this is the Mac Effect saying peace. We'll see you guys.